Well, we don't have a ton of time, but let's go ahead. I'm anxious to talk to Jackie Gingrich Cushman, who is the author of The Essential Americans, and she's also a national columnist. She's a conservative, and welcome to the show. Happy President's Day.
Thank you. Happy President's Day to you, too.
So your book, you have, because it is President's Day, let's focus in on the nine presidents that you recognize in your book. How did you choose nine? I would think that would have been kind of tough.
You know, it was. I mean, the Essential American includes 25 documents and speeches that every American should own. And honestly, we started with the number 21, and you can tell I didn't make it. I got 25. And it was challenging because there are so many different things and resources that we as Americans need to know. But I wanted to focus on those that were essential that we should be familiar with.
Well, why is it important? I mean, I know you get into some of the documents, and why is it important on President's Day when most people are going out to, I don't know, buy a washer or something just to recognize what this day is, and why looking over your shoulder isn't such a bad idea?
You know, you're right. President's Day is known for sales on TVs and appliances. But especially, it began as Washington's birthday, which is actually technically tomorrow. It's the 22nd of February. I think it's important we spend a moment, and in The Essential American, I include George Washington's farewell speech. And this is the speech was actually an address that he wrote and was published. But it warns us about several things, and those same warnings are applicable today. For instance, he warns us of public debt, which when we can talk about, that's a problem today. He warns us about foreign intrigue and getting involved in affairs of other nations. And he also reminds us that education, morality, and religion are important foundations for our country.
Well, and that's the case, isn't it? I get so frustrated when we don't look at history and learn from history, because history has a lot of the answers for the challenges we have today. Do you have a favorite? Was George Washington your favorite? I know you got into other Americans outside the presidents, but was there one that stood out?
There are two that stand out. One is Lincoln, because he did take us through the Civil War, and I include both his first and second inaugurals, his Emancipation Proclamation, and the Gettysburg Address. And you can see him change as a man throughout the Civil War, and in the second inaugural address, my personal favorite, you can tell that he understands that he is doing God's will as best he can. And he even says, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but this is, you know, it's up to God. And the other one I think is much more current and relevant today, because he's so optimistic and enduring, is Ronald Reagan. And I include both his 1964 speech in support of Barry Goldwater, as well as the speech, the Brandenburg Gate speech, where he says, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." But he's very clear in his ideas. He's very outspoken, and his 1964 speech in support of Barry Goldwater could be given today, and it would be just as applicable as it was then.
It really is. In fact, we've played it because it's that good. Now, Reagan really became, well, he was embraced as time went on, wouldn't you say? I mean, people, you know, the conservatives loved Reagan, but to become a great president and be looked back on, this is what's happened to Reagan. Do you think Obama, how will he fall?
You know, I think the reason we love Reagan so much, and you're right, Reagan was loved, you know, Reagan's loved more now than he was then. And, you know, I think it's so interesting that his Rendezvous with Destiny, his 1964 speech, is still so relevant, but it was given, you know, many, many years before he ever became president. And I think what we love so much about Reagan is he has this incredible optimism. He always challenges us to be more, to do more. He really thinks American individuals can step up to the plate and be very successful. And I think that's what we love the most about Reagan is he has faith in us. Just like we love, I mean, I know it sounds so silly, but, you know, children look to their parents because their parents say, you can do it, you can get up there. And even when you fail, they say, you can do it again, try again. And I think that's what we love about Reagan. And I think from Obama, I think you get a little bit of a different take. You get a take of, you can't quite do it, so we're going to help you out.
Oh, that, you know, that's great. That's a great point. You know, Jackie, I wish we had more time. We got going a little late, but I'd like to have you back, and we can get a little more in depth. The book is great. I assume they can get it anywhere?
They can get it at Barnes & Noble's Borders or Amazon.com. And I would love to come back. I apologize for the delay.
Oh, no problem.
I would love to come back and be with you.
Oh, Ed, hey, when's your father announcing his run for the president?
Always a good time for that. He has been thinking very hard. He's on vacation right now. And as he's told the press, his timeline that he gave himself is the end of this month. So maybe I can talk to you soon.
Oh, let's talk. Jackie Gingrich Cushman. It's a great book, guys. Get it. It's certainly appropriate for today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
You bet.